This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, in the interest of AJK, decided September 23rd, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. In the interest of AJK, no, ED1 Antone 633, appeal from the Circuit Court of the City of St. Louis, Honorable Barbara T. Peebles, filed September 23rd, 2025. AJK appeals the juvenile court's order transferring him to a court of general jurisdiction for prosecution under the general laws. He contends the juvenile court lacked jurisdiction to enter the order and asks this court to remand the case to the circuit court. But providing the relief AJK seeks would have no practical effect in this case because he is already under the circuit court's jurisdiction. Therefore, we dismiss the appeal as moot. Background. The juvenile officer filed a petition alleging that pursuant to Section 211.031(1)(3), one AJK came within the juvenile court's exclusive jurisdiction because he had committed various criminal offenses when he was less than 18 years old. The juvenile court held a hearing pursuant to Section 211.071 and entered an order dismissing the petition and transferring jurisdiction over AJK to the circuit court for prosecution as an adult. The first certification order. AJK did not appeal. All statutory references are to Arismo, cum, Sapatia, 2023. To the first certification order. Thereafter, the circuit attorney for the City of St. Louis charged AJK by complaint. After the circuit court dismissed the complaint without prejudice for failure to prosecute, the circuit attorney filed an indictment against AJK. While the indictment was still pending, the juvenile officer filed another petition in the juvenile court, again alleging that AJK came within that court's exclusive jurisdiction pursuant to Section 211.031(1)(3). At his detention hearing on that petition, AJK argued the juvenile court no longer had jurisdiction over him because, by virtue of the first certification order, he was still under the jurisdiction of the circuit court. In response, the juvenile officer maintained that jurisdiction remained in the juvenile court, stressing that the charges brought against AJK pursuant to the first certification order did not result in a conviction, which is required to terminate the juvenile court's jurisdiction under Section 211.071.9. 2. Characterizing the first certification order as negated, the juvenile officer asserted that AJK needed to be recertified before the circuit attorney could continue prosecuting him as an adult in circuit court, claiming that another judge, who was presiding over a different case in the circuit, had concluded that a second certification was required under similar circumstances. The juvenile officer also represented that the circuit attorney intended to dismiss the indictment so that AJK could be recertified, and the circuit attorney did so the day after the detention hearing. 2. Section 211.071.9 states, when a petition has been dismissed, thereby permitting a child to be prosecuted under the general law, and the prosecution of the child results in a conviction, the jurisdiction of the juvenile court over that child is forever terminated, except as provided in subsection 10 of this section, for an act that would be a violation of a state law or municipal ordinance. Section 211.071.10 states, if a petition has been dismissed, thereby permitting a child to be prosecuted under the general law, and the child is found not guilty by a court of general jurisdiction, the juvenile court shall have jurisdiction over any later offense committed by that child, which would be considered a misdemeanor or felony if committed by an adult, subject to the certification provisions of this section. 3. The juvenile court concluded it still had jurisdiction over AJK, reasoning that the first certification order transferring jurisdiction to the circuit court was rendered a nullity when the charges brought pursuant to that order did not result in a conviction. After conducting another hearing pursuant to Section 211.071, the juvenile court entered an order dismissing the juvenile officer's second petition and again transferring jurisdiction of AJK to the Court of General Jurisdiction for prosecution as an adult, the second certification order. It is from the second certification order that AJK appeals. Discussion. Mootness implicates the justiciability of a controversy and is a threshold issue to appellate review. LeBeau v. Commers of Franklin Cinti, 459 SWW 3D 436, 438 Mo Bank 2015. Although this C.